Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not, on account of the crowd, because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the Bible, we have mention of many different important people, and one of my favorites is Zacchaeus. And I really like Zacchaeus because he is short. Now, you probably don't notice this through the internet, but I myself am quite short. And when I was little, I heard all the jokes. I remember one time when I think I was in second grade, one of my classmates looked down at me and said, "How's the weather down there?" And so I kind of have a certain identification with someone who's short. But what's amazing about this is that Zacchaeus is mentioned in the Bible because he's of short stature, but most importantly, because of what happens to him in his relationship to Christ. Throughout the Bible, there are so many lessons we can take about our relationship to the Lord. And one of the ways to appreciate the Bible is through something called Lectio Divina. It's when we take maybe one verse of the gospel and we meditate upon it. We read the verse and then we stay with it. We don't let it just go away. We think about it, we dwell upon it, we pray about it. We ask God to enlighten us and to show us how that one verse can apply to our own life, how it can challenge us in our relationship to Christ and to others. You might imagine that I would spend a lot of time on this one verse. "He was small of stature." I could spend my whole life on that verse. But I want to go to actually four parts of this section of the gospel that can really help us in our relationship to the Lord Jesus. And the first part has to do with Zacchaeus. It says here, "And he sought to see who Jesus was." And he sought to see who Jesus was. He wanted to see Christ. And this should remind us of the Nativity of Christmas, and specifically the shepherds. You remember in the story in the gospel that the shepherds had heard about the birth of Jesus. And they replied to the message of the angel that they were going to go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, that had been told to them by an angel of the Lord. The shepherds want to see Jesus. This one verse about Zacchaeus, that he sought to see Jesus, can actually be for us a kind of rule of life. The lesson for us is that Christ is very important, and we should want to see Christ, to encounter him. Now, oftentimes people go to chaos in their own personal life. And in the midst of their chaos, they really have no point of light. They seem to be thrown around all the time. They're up one day, down the next. They got so many things coming at them. And they feel that life itself is a chaos. But this message about Zacchaeus is for them. It tells them that in the midst of the chaos, we have to seek Christ. Now, you might be in the middle of some chaos in your own life. Well, the most important thing for you right now is to look for Jesus, is to seek him. I recently attended a gathering of young men who were discerning a call to priesthood, and the meeting was run by our Archbishop Cardinal Sean O'Malley. It was a very good meeting, and in his talk to the young people and to us priests, Cardinal O'Malley was urging us to have time of silence, to be able to hear the voice of Jesus. Well, we need to look for Christ. We really do. The lesson from Zacchaeus is that we have to want to see Jesus, to encounter him some way in our life. The next thing that we can learn from this gospel passage is also from Zacchaeus, and it says here, he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, to see Jesus. What we learn from this is Zacchaeus takes upon himself a kind of hardship to encounter Christ. This should remind us once again in the Nativity of Christmas of specifically the Magi, who had seen the star of this newborn King of the Jews, and they traveled so far and probably endured many difficulties along the way, and they may have lost a lot of things that they could have possessed if they had stayed in their own kingdoms. And they take upon themselves a great hardship to encounter Christ. And what this means for us is we need to make effort to encounter Christ. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. That's very good. But if he had not climbed the tree, if he had not looked for Jesus and really tried hard to encounter him, he would have missed him. And in a way, that's true for us. We need to make effort to encounter Christ, to take time for prayer, to take effort to go to Mass, to go to confession, to read the Scriptures, and to encounter Christ in those who suffer. To be a Christian means we have to follow Christ. It's not enough to say we're Christian because we're baptized or that we read the Bible. It means we really have to follow Christ. We have to make great effort to encounter Christ. And the next thing we can get from this scripture passage in the gospel has to do now with Jesus. And what we see here in the words of Jesus, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today. And this is actually amazing, because from this one little passage, we learn that Christ really is seeking us. You see, Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus, but Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today. That's part of Christ's mission of redemption. He wants to go to the house of Zacchaeus. In fact, he feels he must stay at the house of Zacchaeus. What this means is that Christ is really seeking us. It's not so much that Zacchaeus found Christ, but that he let Christ find him. And what happens to Zacchaeus? He just wanted to see Jesus, to see him walk by, to perhaps to be able to tell his friends, I was there when Jesus walked by this area and I saw him, I actually saw him. But now he has a living encounter with Christ. He's going to be with Jesus. From this we learn that when we follow Christ, we actually gain many graces and gifts and blessings. The greatest gift is a living friendship with the Lord Jesus. We might have to give up things. You know, sometimes when we think about our relationship to the Lord, we realize we got to give some things up. We might have to obviously give up sin. We might have to change our priorities. We might have to, you know, give up certain comforts in life or pleasures in life that may not be bad in and of themselves. They might be good, but they could interfere with our relationship to God. And I feel like I'm losing stuff when I follow Christ seriously. But this gospel passage teaches us that when we follow the Lord Jesus, we gain much more than we would have lost. Look at Zacchaeus. He's got to climb the tree. Maybe he got hurt on the way up the tree. Maybe people made fun of him. You know, he was this wealthy man, so he had a lot of stature. And, I mean, at least financial stature, not physical stature, but financial stature. Probably some kind of, you know, position of strength. And now he's got to climb a tree like a little boy. So he probably felt kind of embarrassed by that. It's like he's giving up certain things in his own little kingdom of his life. But he gains so much more. Christ comes to him. Christ welcomes him into his own friendship and blesses him. When we follow Christ, we really don't lose. We actually gain. We gain so much. And the final thing from Zacchaeus has to do with at the end of this passage. And Zacchaeus said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And from this we learn that we must allow Christ to change us. Zacchaeus is changed by Christ. So he just wanted to see Jesus, but then he makes effort to find Jesus, and then he's with him. He has this new treasure in his life, and he's realizing that all the treasures of the world are not much compared to this new treasure of a relationship to Christ. And he allows this gift of Christ to change him. We need to allow Christ to change us. And it can happen that we can know a lot about Jesus. We can even pray. We can encounter him in the Eucharist and in the sacred scriptures, but we don't allow him to change us. He's got to make a difference in our life. We have to let him do that. We may have to turn away from sin more seriously. We have to become more pure, more just, more merciful, more loving toward others. We need to allow Christ to change us. And look what happens. All of the people who were, you know, somehow victims of the sinful ways of Zacchaeus, through the way he manipulated money to oppress them, are now going to benefit tremendously. And there's a lesson in this for us, that sometimes when we think of our relationship to God, we think of just, you know, me and God. It's all very personal, and it is, but it affects everyone around us. When we follow Christ, when we allow Christ to change us, to make us more holy, then so many other people benefit from our holiness of life. It's true. We may not often see it, but it's real and it's a living reality. God wants us to be holy, but people in your life need you to be holy. And so, brothers and sisters, we have these four simple lessons from the scripture passage in this gospel. We need to want to see Jesus. We have to seek him. Secondly, we need to make great effort to encounter Christ. Thirdly, we need to realize that Christ is looking for us, that no matter what's going on in our life, the Lord is calling to us. He wants us to welcome him into our own lives, and he wants to welcome us into his life. And he will bless us greatly. And finally, we need to allow the Lord Jesus to change us. Now, who would have thought that this little man, Zacchaeus, who was little and wealthy, would become a role model for us in devotion to Christ? This passage from the gospel teaches us that the greatest treasure we can have is our relationship to the Lord Jesus. May we allow Zacchaeus, who is a poor sinner, be our role model now to encounter Christ and to allow Christ to bless us and to make us great. God bless you.